We're talking today with Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Michael, boy, we've got a lot of acronyms out there right now that we could talk about as far as that are important to the cattle industry. Maybe the one that's got the most immediacy working on right now in the Senate and the House, the Trade Promotion Authority, TPA, and of course that would lead hopefully to a complete Trans-Pacific Partnership or TPP. Very important for the industry.
Absolutely. It's critical. We've been very supportive of this. We hit a little bit of a bump in the Senate this past week, but our understanding is we kind of got over that, though, and hopefully we can move forward and get a positive vote on that. The negative vote that occurred would have just clotured the process, which would have been good so we could move forward. There wasn't enough votes to do that, but my understanding is we've kind of gotten over that hurdle and we've got an opportunity to vote, so that's a good thing. Trade Promotion Authority, we've talked about this before, Ron. You've done a great job there. It's just vitally important for our industry. These types of trade agreements that need to be negotiated over a long, they just take time, and you've got to give the administration the authority to put together a deal and then bring that back to Congress for a simple up or down vote. You'd rather have one or two people trying to fashion a deal versus 535 trying to fashion a deal. It just doesn't make sense to try to do it that way. I think we can see the evidence is in the past 6 or 8 years or so, we just really haven't had a lot of those types of trade deals come through that have been beneficial for our industry. So from a beef perspective, Japan, China, oh my goodness, if we could get China, any type of trade agreement with China that would just open trade to China would be fantastic. So a lot of bright horizon, and so TPA is very, very important for us.
Of course, you're alluding to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, exactly. The TPP, which is not going to happen unless we get TPA.
That's exactly right. We've gone as far as we can get as regard with TPP. I know that, like you said, a lot of different acronyms, but we've gone as far as we can get. We need to get TPA so that we can finish this trade negotiation with these Asian Rim countries primarily, and then move forward. Again, what it does is it allows the administration, whatever administration it might be, because this will go beyond 2016, by the way, to fashion these deals, finish them in the case of TPP, and then bring them back to Congress for an up or down vote. So it's not turnkey for the administration. Congress still has the authority. It just allows for some efficiency in the negotiations, and we really need it.
Your thoughts on the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal, WOTUS. Clearly, we're right kind of almost in a race right now between the administration wanting to get the rule out finalized, whatever, however she's rewritten it, Ms. McCarty, or the Congress trying to head that off of the pass.
Yeah, this is really unfortunate for not only agriculture, but even business in general in Oklahoma and the United States. The administration just seems absolutely bent on getting this rule that has had little support on a broad-based mainstream at all. I mean, only some of the most extreme idealists have been supportive of this idea. Mainstream Oklahoma, mainstream United States, business, agriculture, etc., has been very resistant, very pushback. Congress has pushed back, I think, now 3 or 4 times in different arenas, different languages. Most recently, the House passed almost a specific WOTUS language bill that said absolutely not. And so, boy, it just seems Ms. McCarty is just absolutely just bent on getting this out. And so you're right. It's a race. And I think I'm going to be confident and say we're going to head this one off at the pass, if you will. I'm sure hoping. But again, I think, though, it alludes to the fact that we're going to see these types of ideas and thoughts for a long time. And no matter who the administrator is, no matter who is even sitting in the White House, these ideas of controlling land to control the water are going to be long term, so we must remain vigilant. I'm appreciative that we've got a great congressional delegation that understands that, knows that, and has really stepped in the gap and been leaders for this effort.
Country of origin labeling, cool.
Yeah.
We're just on the cusp of getting the final ruling one way or the other from the World Trade Organization. The common expectation is that it will be a ruling of noncompliance against the United States, which would set us up for retaliation by Canada and Mexico. What do you expect? What are you hoping for from Congress as a response?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. This will be, I believe, the fourth ruling by WTO, and if they're consistent with their formers, it's going to be against us, against country of origin labeling, mandatory. So you're exactly right. It sets up Canada and Mexico, two of our four largest trading partners, which is a very much partnership and very important to our market. What we're expecting from Congress is, and what we understand from Congress is they've already began to work on language that would repeal mandatory country of origin labeling. There's an idea of should we go ahead and run it or should we wait until the WTO ruling. I think there's probably good cases for both of those ideals. We've come this far, so I understand it makes a little sense maybe to wait until WTO, but as long as Canada and Mexico will give us a bit of grace period and we can deliver so that they can have some assurances that we'll continue to stick with our word and try to fix this thing. USDA has issued two big things here recently. Number one, they issued some a research program or proposal that they were given by Congress, a mandate 2 years ago to understand country of origin labeling. So USDA did this. There's been a lot of independent studies. Kansas State did a really good study. USDA's research indicated very similar to what we've seen before. That is, consumers will tell you that it's very important, but when they go to the grocery store, price is still the number one factor, and they really don't pay much attention to that very fine print label on where the product comes from, unless they're after a specific product, a specific branded product in those cases. But and then also it's just cost the industry. USDA's research indicated it's cost the industry more than it's benefited. So again, it hits home to the fact that mandatory country of origin labeling is not the answer that some would view it to be. Right. Certainly there's some labeling programs that can be profitable for those that participate, but those need to be voluntary and so forth. The other thing is Congress dictated to Secretary Vilsack that you need to come to us with a proposal on how to fix this. My understanding is he basically turned in a kind of a two-page document, if you will, that says, I've tried to do everything I can. Under the law, it's up to Congress to do something. So his suggestion was, Congress, you either need to repeal it or you have to fix it. So that puts it squarely on the Hill. And again, what we would like to see, what our policy would indicate is, let's not do a mandated program, a government-mandated program. Let's allow the market, let's allow entrepreneur individuals to go to the market and say, hey, I have a product that differentiates itself because of whatever the case may be. And if consumers really value that and are willing to pay for it, then they'll be rewarded. The producers will be rewarded for doing so, and the consumers will be rewarded because they have a product that they want. That just makes a lot more sense to us and benefits everybody in that sense. So hopefully we'll see some action soon. We can move beyond this. Quite frankly, Ron, I'd like to not be able to talk about this because it just seems to come up more and more, and it puts a damper on the market on a kind of a long-term basis, not only for cattlemen, but also for feeders, for packers, and even retailers who we are all partners in this chain, and it's very important that we work together to position our product positively. So we'll see some movement pretty quick, and hopefully it's to our benefit.